one thing that we can never forget and never put on the back burner is race. There is this inert fear of black men, especially young black men, that are placed in the minds of society. It just permeates. We look at a small proportion of the community that might be engaged in some questionable or offensive behavior. We take that and paint the whole community with a broad brush. And it's in the mind and the psyche of a lot of individuals who are supposed to serve and protect and to be non-biased, but it seems to just not go away.
The people who've held protests related to the Red Arrow Park shooting have voiced their concerns. But have you been hearing similar concerns from others in the community, too?
Actually, I did get a chance to hear it from relatives from around the country when I was just in Mississippi. And everyone is saying that this culture permeates through police departments and institutions throughout this country. This anger is beginning to boil up inside the cities, and I'm just really cautious that this doesn't happen somewhere else because people are becoming frustrated.
I don't mean to paint a picture of gloom and doom and say that Milwaukee is a place where something like that could happen, but I have heard some people here say that the same forces are at play in Milwaukee that led to the eruption in Ferguson. What do you think about that?
Well, I do agree with you not to paint a picture of doom and gloom. I think what has prevented this from happening in Milwaukee is you have several groups acting as pressure valves. We are constantly bringing this to the forefront on a daily basis, and some of our organizations are committed to social justice. So there is a atmosphere that there's work and that there's concern and that these things are being addressed or questioned. That in itself, I believe, has kept the situation in Milwaukee to the point where people feel that this is being addressed. It's not something that's hidden. And I think that's important for a community to know that there are watchdog groups manning the watchtower who are questioning these things to the point where I think it relieves some of the pressure.
Talk about some of the work that people are doing here that's releasing pressure and possibly making people feel solutions are in the forecast.
Well, we're addressing the incarceration rate of black males and people of color. You have individuals involved in driver's license recovery to try to get people the means to transportation. There are advocates for jobs, transitional jobs. There are advocates to help education, to adopt schools. So I think when you look at those things and see how many groups that are working on them, I think it adds to some of the hope still in this community, and it cuts down on some of the hopelessness